When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that gives a quick look at something that happened a long time ago today. I'm Gabe Lousier, and this episode, we're talking about the high cost of a very specific crime of fashion. The day was September 13th, 1922. In New York City, a group of teenage boys grabbed the straw hats of some factory workers, stomped them flat on the sidewalk, and then ran like mad. Later that evening, the boys did the same thing to some dock workers, but this time, the hat wearers fought back. The ensuing brawl grew so large, it stopped traffic on the Manhattan Bridge, and police had to be called in to break it up. The following day, the New York Times reported that, quote, "scores of rowdies on the east side and in other parts of the city started smashing hats. Police reserves were called out, straw hat bonfires were started, and seven men were convicted of disorderly conduct in the men's night court." And here's the thing, as wild as all that sounds, the Straw Hat Riot was just getting started. By now, though, you're probably wondering, what's with all the hat smashing? To answer that, we have to talk a little about men's fashion in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. At the time, buildings didn't have air conditioning or central heating, so menswear tended to follow a seasonal shift, going from heavier fabrics in the fall and winter to lighter fabrics in the spring and summer. This changeover also applied to hats. Most men of the time wore hats every day, typically felt ones, but they would switch to straw hats in the summer as a way to stay cool. Over time, an unwritten rule emerged, similar to the idea that you shouldn't wear white after Labor Day. In this case, a man could only don his straw hat between May 15th and September 14th. When the 15th rolled around, it was time to switch back to felt hats for another 8 months. This became such an accepted norm that a tongue-in-cheek New York Times article proclaimed that any man who wore a straw hat past the cutoff date was, quote, "a communal enemy and a potential subverter of the social order." In most cities, wearing a straw hat out of season made a man appear unrefined or careless, and it may have gotten him some judgmental looks from strangers, but in New York City, non-compliance with the straw hat mandate was a much more serious offense. There, if a man hadn't switched back to a felt hat on September 15th, he was practically begging for someone to yank it off his head and stomp it to bits. But in 1922, this annual hat-snatching tradition went from annoying to dangerous. If you'll recall, the Straw Hat Riot began on September 13th of that year, a full 2 days before the universally accepted cutoff for wearing straw hats. For whatever reason, the Hat Smashers of New York got an early start that year, and this violation of the rules prompted a violent response from men whose hats should have been off limits for 2 more days. Despite pushback from law enforcement, the chaos continued night after night for a solid week. The roving gangs of hat hunters moved from the east side to the upper west side, where as many as 1,000 boys and young men were said to have gathered, grabbing and stomping straw hats wherever they found them. To make that job easier, many of the attackers carried sticks lined with nails, so they could hook the hat right off a stranger's head and then crush it flat in one smooth motion. But, since encounters usually turned violent, the sticks were just as often used to beat the victim, not just his hat. Dozens of arrests were made over the course of that week. Some of the perpetrators were fined $5 for illegal hat smashing. Others were jailed for assault. The younger delinquents arguably incurred a harsher punishment. According to the New York Tribune, when one lieutenant caught some young kids smashing hats, he, quote, invited the boys' fathers to come to the station and spank them. No word on if the dads took him up on the offer, but I'm sure the kids would have much preferred the fine. This was not the city's finest hour, needless to say, but it was a very profitable one for hat stores. They reportedly stayed open late that week and made a small fortune selling felt hats to men desperate to ditch their straw ones. Things finally calmed down by the end of September, but the hat-smashing custom continued for another few years, including one fateful day in 1924 when a man actually died in defense of his straw hat. 1 year later, in 1925, President Calvin Coolidge dared to wear his straw hat on September 18th, well past the cutoff date. Once the commander-in-chief had rejected the rule, the rest of the country followed suit, and hat smashing became a thing of the past, for the most part. Soon, straw hats would fall out of fashion entirely, and then the Great Depression would start, making everyone pine for the days when the biggest thing to worry about was whether you were wearing the right hat. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you'd like to tell me which hat you'd most like to smash yourself, you can write to me at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. how doers get more done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.